Hey, I'm Scott Hanselman, and it's Azure Friday. We're here with Man Ling from the CDN team.
Yes.
Thanks for hanging out. I use the CDN for my podcast. I actually have a custom domain for it.
Yep.
But there's some new things happening around custom domains.
Yes. So this feature is exactly for your case. Basically, we're having a very awesome feature allowing people to use custom domain HPS with the Azure CDN. So the experience essentially what it does is to allowing secure delivery with HPS using your own friendly domain name. So for your website, you can enable custom SSL. We call that custom SSL as well for your own domain name.
Interesting, because this truly happened to me literally last week. I got an email from Google, and they said all websites should be secure by default.
Yes.
So I rushed and I bought a SSL certificate.
Yep.
I installed it on Azure websites for www.hanselminutes.com.
Right.
But then my CDN for the pictures of all of my guests is images.hanselminutes, which is an Azure CDN.
Right.
And I said, oh, I don't know how to fix this. How do I solve this problem?
Right. So, yeah, this basically, this feature will actually solve your problem because I'm going to go through the details, but we're going to handle all the certificate management from our side. So you don't need to actually purchase a certificate from your side and then install for every single domain you have.
Oh, that's great.
So before we jump into the demo, I would like to talk a little bit about why people care about the security and then SSL right now. I think that's one of the cases you mentioned, Google actually seeing you, that you're now using SSL and then lower your ranking. That's because, you know, the data right now, everything is on the internet. And then people's privacy, data integrity got a lot of challenge. So in order to provide these, you know, privacy from your personal information and then as a web owner or your or the end user, SSL is one of the main or very basic feature for people to use, because when the data is transferred across the internet, it's going to be encrypted, and only the intended recipient can receive and decrypt the data and then see those data.
Right. So that's a really good point. One thing to remind people about with SSL is that it's not necessarily about trust.
Yes.
It's about privacy.
Exactly. It's about privacy and data integrity.
Exactly.
So now we can go to the demo. So you will see it's a little bit different than what you might experience in the past, because we made it very, very simple for customer to enable. It's purely one click to enable the SSL and then not worry about anything.
Really?
So that's the goal from our design. So as you can see, I have Azure Friday profile, and I've created already an endpoint and have my custom domain called awesomefriday.dusty.petcare.us
nice.
Already mapped to the CDN endpoint.
Okay.
So I'm going to come back, talk a little bit about this custom domain mapping, because some people got confused about it, but I want to go ahead and demo how to enable the SSL feature. So when you click the custom domain of this endpoint, you will see that custom HPS right now is disabled.
Okay.
All you need to do is click the custom domain, and then this blade shows up. It has a description telling you what happens next. Essentially, is about verifying that you are the owner. Otherwise, everybody can add your domain.
Right.
And there is also propagation of a few hours after you finish the validation. And all you need to do is turn on the service, apply, and that's all.
Okay, so at this point, you're going to go off and the elves or someone is going to order me this certificate, verify I really own it. I assume I'll get an email to prove that it's me.
Exactly, yes. So so in detail, when we want to enable this feature from the portal or using API, which is available as well, the request will send to my CDN partner today, which is in this case is Verizon Edgecast.
Okay.
And they work with their partner DigiCert to provide certificate. And these certificates are dedicated to Microsoft customers.
Oh.
So Verizon side, when they receive this request, they will add the domain name, like your domain name, to the certificate, and then request DigiCert to update the cert with the new domain name. So in this process, they will verify that you are the owner. So there are a couple of ways to do it, and then the most common and then the default one is via email. So they're going to send an email to the registrant based on the WHOIS information. I have an example here.
Okay.
My dusty dog pet care .us. I am the owner. And then as you can see, the registrant email is showing my group alias.
Your group alias.
Right. So right, what because we share this across the engineers so we can do some tests.
Sure.
So we're going to see an email sent to this alias.
I see.
And then all I need to do is click the link mm-hmm. in the email, say I approve as owner, and that's all.
Now, historically, I've had to order the certificates from a certificate authority and get the PFX or the CER
yes.
and do a little dance
right.
and then upload it. And you do all of that for
yes,
me.
Yes, I do all of them. And then very important point is when doing a renewal of a cert,
yeah.
We will handle that as well, because there might be risks if you provide your own cert. And then if you don't renew in time, there may be some disruption, outage of the service. Mm-hmm. So that's why when we handle all these, we'll be handled that through in the back end mm-hmm. smoothly. And then you wouldn't see any service during the renewal.
What is the cost? Is there any reason for me not to rush back to the hotel right now and turn this on?
There's no cost difference. That's the other amazing thing. Yes, there's no. It's going to be exactly the same chart GB rate as
yeah.
HTTP large. There's no cost for certificate. There's no cost for any certificate management. Because we believe that HPS, everybody should have HPS.
You're gonna make me, I'm gonna tear up a little bit. Like,
yeah, just enable it. I can enable that for you right here.
Yeah, that's
and then,
great.
Yeah, just, yeah. So that's one of the process. And then
okay.
if I go back, once I validate, it takes.
Because you have two different ones. One, this will take, you said, some hours.
Yes, take some hours. The reason for these hours is because our the Digicert will provide a cert, update a cert back to the Digicert,
right.
to the Verizon, and they need to propagate these configuration change across all the servers.
Globally, yeah.
And when you see this, you will see that during this process, mm-hmm. the status will be enabling.
Okay. And
then once you see that it's enabled,
yeah.
that's the sign. When you say enabled, means that everything's ready to use. And
okay.
you can directly go to your browser and use HPS with your custom domain.
Right. Did you make one that's already enabled and another?
No, I didn't do that because I want to show basically the entire process.
Okay.
Yeah. But I want to talk about basically the custom domain mapping. So
okay.
this one, as you can see, I don't have the custom domain
right.
mapped yet.
Okay.
And I see we have a documentation, but I just want to show people how to do it.
Yeah, that's true. You know, it's not as hard as people think, but it
mm-hmm.
is confusing. It's a
yes.
bit of a dance.
Yes, yes, exactly.
And people will, they'll make a change, they'll hit save, and then they'll go into another window and they'll start hitting refresh and they'll
right.
say, Wah.
Yeah, what's going on?
Yeah, yeah.
So when, the custom domain is basically your friendly domain name.
Mm-hmm.
So what I did earlier was I go to my GoDaddy.
Okay.
And then created a, because I already have Awesome Friday, now I want to create an Awesome Saturday
nice.
Domain name. If this is a purely new custom domain name for you, you don't have
right.
any traffic going through, then you can directly use, you can directly add a CDN mapping from Awesome Saturday to the saturday.azure-edge.net without this CDN verify piece. So that is when you have a new website, you don't
mm-hmm.
have any traffic, you don't worry about the interruption of the traffic, then you can do that. And this is a second way where if you already have a running website
mm-hmm.
and then maybe they are using origin blob storage today, not using CDN, but you want to add CDN. And if you change the DNS here, and then without having the CDN endpoint ready, there might be disruption of the service.
I see.
So instead, you'll be using CDN verify. So it's
I
an
see.
Intermediate step for you to do the DNS mapping.
Okay, so see if I understand this correctly. I already have something set up. I don't want to take any chances. I can go and add a CNAME alias for verify.
Yes.
None of my users see it. No one uses
exactly.
it. It's really just for you to confirm
That's
that
the,
I own it and that I set
yes.
things up. Once
yep.
that's confirmed, I can go back over. I can turn it on.
Yes. Exactly.
Excellent.
So as you see that I did that mapping. So if I go back to the Azure portal right now, and here you don't need to type CDN verify because it's going to be hidden in the back end. So you just need to do awesome Saturday dot dusty dog petcare.us. As you can see, we verify that mapping
okay.
exists.
So you just on the back end went back to the DNS and looked and see what's
yes.
going on.
Yes. This is very critical because otherwise you can add any custom domain. It's basically to protect your security, the privacy as well. So once it's completed, then you can add the custom domain. And then once it's added, then you can go through the process earlier to enable the SSL, the custom HPS piece. It will take probably 1 or 2 minutes to complete that process.
Okay. And then at this point, like for example with my site, if I go to Hanselminutes, that's where I bought my own cert and installed it into Azure Websites. Mm-hmm. If I go to images.hanselminutes, then I will see the Verizon Edge CDN provided SSL certificate.
Yes.
So probably by the time this is over, people can go and take a look at my podcast and they can see that that is a true real life online implementation of this. So I'll be using the secure CDN SSL certificates by the time this is
over. Awesome. Yeah.
This is great. Thank you so much.
No worries. Yeah, great to share.
We're learning all about custom domain HTTPS for Azure CDNs here on Azure Friday.